All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. We're up to myth number 118. Learning today is sponsored by Florence Levski in memory of her mother, Shprintze Basichil Michel, and by Henry and Mindy Arlinsky in memory of Henry's father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. Tehinish Masam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. All right, we'll start looking at, I think we'll have to do this in two parts, but the covering your head with your talis during davening. Today we'll look at how to do so, what is the appropriate method. It sounds simple, but there's some details involved here. And tomorrow we'll look at when, at what point in davening are you supposed to cover your head, as opposed to leaving it on your shoulders, if at all, is it necessary? So we'll try to uncover some of those myths, no pun intended, regarding the talis head covering. Okay, so first of all, the Mechaber in Sif Ches says, regarding like the Iker mitzvah of Atifa B'tzitzis, really, you don't even have to cover your head at all. As long as your body is covered, that is, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Mishnah Berurah explains that the ikar atifa of a beged, of a cloak, of a garment, is to cover your body. That's what people use begadim for. Tzitzis is, after all, a beged. So as long as your body is covered, that's an atifa. Nonetheless, the Mechaber concludes, v'nachon shiyachase rosha b'talas. It's still appropriate to cover your head with the talis. Okay, so the two questions are how and when. So today we'll look at how. So how, the Arizal, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah here, the Arizal says that you're supposed to cover your tefillin sheberosh. So kasa b'kavanas Arizal, hayam chasa talas ala tefillin shel rosh. As much as we can understand, the kavanas Arizal, more or less, tzitzis, talas, represents chitzonius, externality, whereas tefillin represents the panemius, the internal being. So the chitzonius, the talis, should be on the outside covering the tefillin, which is the panemius. Okay, so that's what we cover our, it's not just covering the head, it's covering the tefillin sheberosh that are on your head. The issue with that is at the same time, you're not supposed to cover your tefillin sheberosh. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and this is quoted in Simen Chav Zayin. It says, Al kol panim lo yichasa legamri. You shouldn't completely cover your tefillin sheberosh. This is because the Gemara in Brachos, Starshins, and Daf Vav, and the pasuk in Devarim and Perek Kaf Ches, that v'ro'o cholamei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha, that the Gentile nations will see the Shem Hashem written upon you, and they'll be afraid of you. What does that mean, that they're going to see Shem Hashem written on us? So the Gemara Darshins, elu tefillin sheberosh. This refers to the tefillin sheberosh, which has the Shem Hashem on it, within it, and they're going to see that, and they're going to be afraid of you. There's stories told of the Vilna Gaon, once scaring off a bunch of bandits who came to rob him. When they saw his tefillin, the Talmidim asked, we also wear tefillin, robbers aren't scared of us. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Chazal don't say tefillin al harosh, the tefillin on your head, it says tefillin sheberosh, within your head. Your kavanos and what you've internalized from the tefillin, that's what really causes the fear. Anyways, that's a well-known story about this pasuk, but the point is that tefillin have to be revealed. It was also quoted a little bit as this pasuk got some play as a little bit of a joke, but a few years back, like a teenager on a flight to Kentucky put on his tefillin. A flight attendant had never seen it, didn't know what it was, and they made an emergency landing of the plane thinking that maybe it was something dangerous. But they quoted, they're going to be afraid of your tefillin. Anyways, so we have a little bit of a contradiction. Arizal says to cover your tefillin sheberosh, chitzonius, covering the panemius. At the same time, the tefillin sheberosh are supposed to be revealed so that people can see it. The Amei Aretz will fear it. So how do we balance this? So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yichasa legamrei. The Machatzis HaShachal explains that you cover it like a gog, like a roof. So on top of it is your talis, but if somebody's opposite me and looking at me, they could see my tefillin sheberosh. They could still see it. So that is the way, that is the how of covering. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does quote, v'tov, some who say, v'tov shegam ha-kesher yiyeh megula, that some think that even the kesher, the knot in the back, should also be revealed. So that would mean that we have to have it completely down on our shoulders, which some people do. Nonetheless, he does conclude, aval einog in kain, it's not our minhag. It is an opinion, there are those who say that, but the Mishnah Berurah at least sides with the notion of covering the kesher, and covering the shel rosh, the bias, like a gog, as long as it's revealed up front. So that is for certain parts of davening. However, when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, so then there's a minog to go even further, It's quoted by the Prima Gadim. The Taz quotes the Zohar. That's probably the basis of it. The Beralacha quotes it. The Beralacha in Kuf Beis Aleph. The Prima Gadim in Taz and Sadi Aleph Aleph. They all say, I'll read one quote here, that, what do they say? That Nogin Lachasos Rosh Ad Einayim Betalis Shel Mitzvah B'Shas Tfilah Shmona Esrei. That when it comes to davening Shmona Esrei, so then we bring the talis down further up until our eyes, and we cover that during Shmona Esrei, which would mean a lot more than just, you know, having it on top of the tefillin Shel Rosh. It's really bringing it down, but just for Shmona Esrei. So, different minhagim, people do different things, but these are some of the basic ideas brought down in the poskim. The idea of covering the tefillin Shel Rosh partially, and then during Shmona Esrei to really bring it down closer to our eyes, as quoted by the Taz, the Prima Gadim, and the Be'er Halacha, and during Shmona Esrei at least. And tomorrow we'll look into maybe differentiating parts of davening. You look around, you see people at certain points, you know, putting it on, putting it off, when this covering is supposed to take place.